Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America. You'll find us online at thisweekinamerica.us. It's been called a sweet and warm story about the importance of a father-son relationship and sharing our dreams with our children. It's the delightful children's book, The Greatest, from author Mary Jane Hillier. Actually, The Greatest is a story for both big and little people. Some of the most beautiful things are born out of pain. The Greatest tells the tale of love between a father and son and how adversity can lead to something beautiful. The power of gratitude shines through. The Greatest teaches a valuable life lesson, one you will never forget. Mary Jane is an educator with a degree in elementary and special education. She spent many memorable days working with special needs children. Her husband is also an educator and shares Mary Jane's passion for helping children in need. The mother of five boys, two grandchildren. Besides a talented writer, she loves to garden, draw in charcoal, and paint. The author of a mixed bag and eclectic assortment of poems, Mary Jane Hillier, the author of The Greatest, joining us on This Week in America. Mary Jane, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us today.
Oh, well, thank you. I'm pleased to be on the program, and I look forward to this evening.
Well, I'm looking forward to our conversation. The book is really, just really well done. It's called The Greatest. The book is available. I'll give you a couple of websites as we go through. Books by Mary Jane Hillier.com and bookworld.com in the bookstore, of course, at Amazon. And you can link on directly to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and get to Mary Jane's website. Let's talk a little bit about the inspiration for the story. It's a very simple message, very well told, beautifully illustrated. What was the inspiration for writing The Greatest?
Well, it just sort of happened, I might say. However, I have a son who is really indeed my inspiration, even when I didn't even know it. He himself had an accident and was a rising baseball player, and he could no longer swing a bat and suffered the loss of a dream. And years passed, and one day I was sitting in a chair in a classroom in which I was substitute teaching, and inspiration just hit me, and I knew I had a little story that I would one day like to do something with. And I scrambled around trying to find something to write it on. And really, it was harder to find something to write it on than to actually write it.
That's interesting.
But I found...
Yeah, so, yes. So the idea just sort of what flowed once you opened your mind to this and the story started coming, it just, almost wrote itself, it sounds like.
Well, in many ways it did. However, I think it was developing back in my mind when I didn't even know it.
Yes.
That's kind of how inspiration works, I believe. But yes, it just sort of hit me as I was sitting in that chair while a guest speaker came in to give a little talk on American literature for children. And I must say, I really don't know what he said because inspiration was hitting me just about at that time. And I did scribble the whole book on two sides of a sticky note. And I had to write very small. And fortunately, it was legible enough. And the end result of The Greatest text is very much the same. I probably changed a little bit of my punctuation and maybe a few spellings of words, but indeed the text of the inspiration as it is in my book is as it was on that little now yellowed sticky note.
That is just an amazing story. Our guest on the program is Mary Jane Hillier. That's Mary Jane Hillier, H-I-L-L-Y-E-R. The book is called The Greatest, an inspirational story teaching a valuable life lesson. It's available at Mary Jane's website, which is booksbymaryjanehillier.com. It's also available at bookworld.com in the bookstore. If you're traveling and can't remember all of that, in the addresses there, the web addresses, if you just go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, there'll be links there, and you can go directly to the website and get the information. It's interesting, the message, the inspirational message that you have in the book. The book is a very easy read. I mentioned a children's book, but it's enjoyable for big people as well as little people. And you talk about the two things there, the father-son relationship. Talk about the importance of that, and then we'll talk about the adversity and how to overcome that. But that father-son bond, that's so important, and you do a beautiful job of illustrating that in the book.
Well, thank you. Yes, I really do believe a father and son bond is very valuable to have. But, you know, it can also be father and daughter. It can be mother and son. It's just the parental relationship with a child or your children that I really see is important. My book happens to be a father and a son. It's a tale of love, of bonding between a father and a son, the father of whom lost or thought he lost his dream as a child. But as he matured and grew to be a man, he found the dream again. And I don't want to give too much of the story away, but let's just say he never really lost his dream. He found it again as a father,
yes,
loving his son.
It's a story that's well told, and as I'm reading it, I'm thinking the importance of using the right word, not using a lot of words. The story has such a very nice flow to it. How challenging is that when you're writing this to minimize the words, choosing the right words, and using them effectively?
Well, I have written the text of other books, which have been a little challenging. This one, however, as I said, sort of wrote itself. I had the pencil in my hand and sort of wrote itself. However, I do have, like I said, other texts of potential children's books. And I have had to work a little bit on the rhyme and rhythm, and it can be challenging, and it is work. But as with anything, you keep at it, and it does happen.
Well, it's a talent that you have in being able to effectively use the words to convey the message in a very enjoyable, pleasant manner. And you've got the illustrations. I love the cover of the book. If you're watching the video version of the program, you'll see that. Or if you go to any of the websites where the book's available, you'll see the cover of the book. Talk about the illustrations. And so often you see where illustrations maybe overcome the message, the text of the book. That's not the case here. It's very complimentary. Talk about working with the illustrations.
Well, thank you. It was my goal in mind after I had the text written to have simple illustrations accompany it. And I searched for my own illustrator, and I'm just very pleased with the job he did. I had in mind what I wanted for each page, and he was so very patient with me. And I a little bit of a perfectionist, and he didn't mind. We worked very well together, and he redid a few of the illustrations until they captured what I wanted to capture. And I'm very pleased with it. I desired simplicity. I think simplicity can speak to many ages.
Yes.
And
yes,
I wanted to write something that not only would speak to a child, but to a bigger person too, as really the message of the greatest that I, one message is not only the power of what the power of love can do, but also we can overcome adversity. And through my research, I never found many books that, in fact, I never did find a book that addressed this delicate issue in a way that could speak to all ages. It was several for more adolescent, adult, young adult, and grown-ups like we are.
Right.
But I did not find one, really, that addressed adversity in a simple and somewhat lighthearted way. And that was my goal, I guess, is just to share a simple story and at the same time maybe help teach a valuable lesson.
Well, it's mission accomplished, because I really think you do that. And as I'm reading it, I'm thinking, as a parent reading it to a child, reading it to a grandchild, the parent will get something out of it because of the message and get them thinking, because even though it's designed for a little younger audience specifically, you know, you're reading this and this message still resonates. It's like, well, wait a minute, maybe we should just slow down here, you know, and show some gratitude and learn to appreciate things on a different level. And if you're a child, having the book read to you or reading it yourself, it's a powerful message and something they can relate to, because there's a young child who's involved in this, who, you know, plays sports, and it's something that they can relate to. The book is The Greatest, and it's written by Mary Jane Hillier, illustrated by Howard Brooks. The book's available at bookworld.com. You'll find that in the bookstore there. Books by Mary Jane Hillier.com. And Mary is M-A-R-I. Hillier, by the way, is H-I-L-L-Y-E-R. Link onto all of those if you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Time going by so quickly in the program. We've talked about The Greatest. I mentioned the other book that you have out there. This is an eclectic assortment of poems inspired through experiences of living an ordinary life, a mixture of tears and sorrow. That book is called A Mixed Bag. And let's just talk about that for a second, because you bring out things that people go through, the highs and the lows every day, and you give us a little piece of hope, don't you, in the book? A vision of sunshine comes through.
Well, it was my goal to gather a collection that would offer hope to those who need it. And I believe we all need it at certain times in our lives. I wish that our lives here were all roses, but, you know, that's not the way life is. Pain does enter at one time or another, and we all need encouragement. And I chose the pieces in a mixed bag with that in mind, and I was very pleased with how my publisher helped put that together.
And information on that at Mary Jane's website as well. And it's an assortment of poems, as I say, which is different than what you've done with The Greatest. Talk about that. Did you like the poetry? You seem to be able to go back and forth between different styles of writing very, very nicely.
Oh, well, thank you. I have journaled for many years. In fact, a lady named Betty Tate, many years ago, gave a workshop on journaling, and she said it can be your legacy to your family. I started journaling when our middle child was 4. He's now 30-some. And through the years, you know, I journal, but as you journal, I've heard other writers make reference to this. You write and you write and write, and then all of a sudden, you find a little gem. And I went through several journals after my mom passed 5 and a half now, and found those pieces that I thought I would like to put together as a collection that would indeed give hope to someone going through the difficult journey of life
Yes.
that we all experience at times. And just a piece of hope to brighten one's day, I had hoped to accomplish by putting these pieces together.
Well, from what I've seen in the reviews, once again, a job well done, where you've been able to touch people. What are you working on now? It sounds like your mind is always working. And we'll talk about being outdoors, because I know you like to get out in nature and outdoors. And that for me is always such a great place. You've got a clear mind out there. You have a different perspective of things, and you can be creative and do some real thinking. Are you working on a project now?
I believe that answer is always yes, through my journaling.
Yes.
Not a day goes by in which I don't write something. And it may be just about something very simple, everyday happening, but I'm always looking for things in what I write, something that might inspire me to make something out of something that I've written. And right now, yeah, I have a few projects going.
Okay.
Related to my journaling and putting things together and ideas and expanding on them.
Well, that gem that you were talking about, it's there somewhere, and you sort of know it. You sort of know it, don't you, when you come up with something and you're like, you know, I think that's got some legs to it. I think this has some possibilities.
Yes. You know, I just encourage everyone to buy a little $2.29 journal and write a little bit every day and make it a small journal. So if you're a lady or even a man, you know, sometimes you have a big pocket, make it the size of something that you either have on or carry, a purse, a jacket, and keep a pencil handy, because you never know when inspiration is going to hit you. And for myself, when inspiration hits, I really do need to have my pencil handy, or pen, I should say, and write it down, because the most inspirational things are kind of fleeting. At least they are for me.
Yes.
And I need to write them down immediately, and I've been known to pull over on the side of the road and take out my journal and write.
Yes.
So and then I can go back to it later and expand on it, improve it, or whatever.
That I like that.
That's, I encourage everyone.
That is good for people to do, to put those thoughts down. And it's always good to have a sticky note around, too, as well, so you can write something down if an idea hits you.
That's right, too. Yes. If I hadn't found that sticky note, I'm not sure the greatest would have been written.
Well, that's interesting, because like you said, if you would have been in that room and you couldn't do anything until this presentation is over, you might have lost some of these thoughts that you had, and you were able at that point to write them down in the sticky note. So the moral, I guess, is when they come
Correct.
To you, write them down, get them journaled at that time. It's been been a pleasure, Mary Jane, having you on the program. What we're talking about, actually several books, The Greatest, that's an inspirational story teaching a valuable life lesson, written by Mary Jane Hillier, our guest. We also talked about her other book, A Mixed Bag. You'll find information on Mary Jane and both of those books at her website, booksbymaryjanehillier.com. That's MaryJaneHillier.com. Another website she has is creationsbyjesusandme.com. And I've got all of these at our website. So if you're not able to write them down, if you don't have a sticky note around that you can write them down, you can find them on our website. And, of course, at bookworld.com in the bookstore. And the book is really, you'll appreciate it. A young child will appreciate it. It's called The Greatest. Beautifully illustrated, beautifully written. Mary Jane, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Keep the journals going and stay in touch, and we'll have you back on the program to talk about the next project. Thank you for being with us.
Oh, well, thank you. It's been a great pleasure.
It's been fun, and the book again is called The Greatest. Mary Jane Hillier, the author, and all of the information you'll find at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.